This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dr. Chris Valdez is in studios. Were you a George Carlin fan growing up?
Yeah, you know, I was. I think I was a closet Carlin fan because at the time, you know, that was like taboo to listen to that guy because he said such crazy things.
Taboo? Look at your house, not at mine. I mean, I had the records. I think I was like 14. I, you know, and I think that one of the comedians, Stephen Colbert, somebody said, you know, that's, you know, half the magic when you're a kid. You just want to hear people cuss, you know, and so that was a very popular thing. But he was big on college campuses.
Yeah, well, he was fantastic, and I remember those seven words so vividly in my mind. I remember when he changed the context of those words too, and the guy was just funny. In fact, you know, I referenced Carlin a couple of times, and if you remember his skit about driving too fast or too slow, and the other person, they're just an idiot because they're going too fast or too slow. It's just, it's context, right?
Yeah.
Who would thought that George Carlin was, you know, our window into history and how it happened.
Oh, right? Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we're lucky. If you're of a certain age, I was thinking about this the other day, and we will get to Richland, I promise. But in the history of my life, and part of this is just a math equation, right? This country's 250, you know, plus years or minus years old. And, you know, sports is, you know, how old, and entertainment is how old, and the movies and all that. So, you know, there are a lot of people that lived that didn't have the ability to go to a baseball game or see somebody do a, I mean, you know, so there's a math thing there. But, I mean, I think about in my life, I got to see, you know, Hank Aaron hit two home runs, you know, in a game against the Cardinals in St. Louis. I got to see Tom Brady play Peyton Manning sideline, you know, with my buddy, the CBS cameraman, you know, with the Patriots and the Colts. I lived through Reggie Jackson and I lived through Muhammad Ali, and I got to see George Carlin and Richard Pryor. I mean, you think about the things, you know, in your lifetime that we of our age group are that got to experience. I mean, it is like Mount Rushmore all over the place.
Yeah, it's extremely iconic, although, it feels like you're dating yourself a little bit because those folks are classics, but
The 1990s, we got Michael Jordan, and we got to see it in all of his glory. I mean, we got to see a lot of great stuff in our lifetime.
Yeah, we get to see what everyone compares today to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those were the classics.
No doubt.
Those were the best.
And Carlin was certainly up there. Anyway, the documentary is on HBO Max. It's a two-part. It's like 4 hours. I mean, it's pretty extensive, but I like that. I mean, give me the granular. I want to know what I don't know about the guy, and they give you a little bit of all of it, including his daughter and his brother who's still living, you know, who do a lot of that. And then, of course, every comedian you can possibly think of, from Chris Rock to Jerry Seinfeld to who's the guy that did the really monotone, that did the he was
Steve Wright?
Yeah, Stephen Wright. I've seen him in years. And he was a big Carlin fan as well. All right, so we have been in this graduation mode over the last few weeks. It started with the Friday night Richland commencement, and then all of the high schools. We had the Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholars event, and then Millikan had their graduation on Sunday. Mount Zion, Eisenhower's was on Saturday. Moreau Forsyth is coming up this weekend. I don't know why I feel so plugged in this year versus other years, but this is what you guys as educators do every year. Yeah. What a cool time.
Yeah, it is fantastic. You know, because we see students who are graduating from those schools, Mount Zion, Eisenhower, that they're coming to see us. We see students who've been with us for some time graduating from Millikan. And, you know, the most special thing about our graduation, you know, we have at least a third of our graduates they're the first in their family to go to college.
Yeah.
Those things change communities, and it is, you know, it's hard to describe how great it is to be part of that.
Well, I will tell you this, just from the experience I've had over the last couple of weeks, being at your graduation, and thank you again for the invitation, but then also Zane's graduation on Saturday. We had a party at the beach house Friday night for extended family, and Nick and Kevin were there. And so you have to answer this question all night long from people that you don't see, you know, all the time is, well, what's next? And, you know, he wants to be as of now, and I keep qualifying that, and I shouldn't, because his dreams will be his dreams and whatever he wants to do. But he wants to be a criminal defense attorney, and that is, you know, what he wants to do. But he is going to Richland for 2 years because he wants to make sure that that's what he wants to do before he pulls the trigger. Then on to you know, his undergraduate degree, and then into law school. And I will tell you, the way things have changed over the last 20 or 25 years, when you, like 25 years ago, you say, well, he's going to Richland, the conversation would be, oh, we couldn't get into it, you know, or oh, this or that. But what I heard from a lot of people is, well, that's really smart. Yeah. I, you know, and so that whole context has changed.
Right. Yeah. And I think people are more now looking at the dollars and cents, understanding the quality is the same. You know, and knowing that young people want to get out of the home, but that's a safe place to be.
Yeah, and it's also, it gives you some room to like sort of see for sure if you're, the path you're taking is the right one. You, I mean, maybe something else, you know, opens up and you see a different thing.
Yeah, well, and exactly. And students come to us for all different reasons, but those who are seeking out a baccalaureate degree, they really are exploring those first 2 years. And why wouldn't you do that for $150 a credit versus $700 a credit?
That's exactly right. It just makes a that conversation was had over and over, you know, last Friday night, is just sort of like, you know, him explaining to people about what he's going to do and what his path is going to be. So we're excited about it. So you'll have our guy on your campus fall.
We'll welcome him. And we'll welcome all those criminal defense attorneys. You know, my daughter, who's just finished her finishing her junior at Mount Zion, that's what she wants to do. And you love that kids have those aspirations. And maybe they will, maybe they won't, but let them dream.
I do think, though, that there's a pressure today, maybe more so than ever, that kids have to have it all figured out. And I don't think that's the case either. So I'm just going with the flow. If that's what he wants, that's his dream, great.
Yeah.
If he changes his mind and wants to do something else, fantastic. But as you said, at $150 a credit hour, it makes a lot more sense to explore.
Yeah, and with all due respect to our colleagues in higher ed, you have to believe you have it figured out, because you're looking at a $50, $80, $100 bill over 4 years. And so students are pressured to say, oh, yeah, I know exactly what I'm doing, even if they don't, because they know it's a high ticket and it's high risk, could be high reward. But oftentimes students are still exploring, and it's a big cost for exploration.
Well, and I also think you guys are getting, like, you know, the quality of, I mean, you know, it's not of I'm going there because I don't have another choice, or I'm going there because I can't afford. It's not that. I mean, the people are just making consciously smart decisions about this just makes sense. I mean, he graduated magna cum laude and Gold Delta. He could do, and you know, it's his choice. He thinks Richland's a great idea. So I just think that's a testament to what you guys have done out there on the campus.
Right. And you know, we don't talk about that often enough, but our Shears Scholar Program is exactly for those students. And I'll tell you, we give away all our Shear dollars each year, because we do have high performing top 10 folks who are, you know, going to do very well come to Richland because they see it as a good idea.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, I know you can hear Dr. Jeremy Morris with his wife, Juanita, every Wednesday night on the Morris Co., but he was just recently voted in as the new CFO, which is fantastic. And I know you guys, it seems to me that in years past, there's been maybe some contention between presidents and unions. And I'm talking about years and years ago. I don't feel like I feel that sort of tension, you know, at Richland these days. And you guys always seem to be sort of figuring out how to take care of your people. And you guys are doing some stuff with inflation adjustment for your full-time and your part-time employees. It's going to be a rough summer, I think. And I'm not sure people's eyes are opened up to, you know, we look at gas prices, we look at grocery prices, we look at power bills, and things are sort of combining to be this perfect storm. It's going to be tough out there financially. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Well, it is very tough, and we look at that on a couple of different fronts. One of those is attraction of employees, and we need to be very competitive. We've adjusted over the last couple of years, and most recently, all of our base salaries up. But really, as we look at retention, one of the things we realize that, you know, the inflation to our people, gas pump, grocery store, clothing, whatever you think about, whether it's electricity or cooling your home, that's tough. So we set out to try to make a little difference in that. We've given each of our employees, full-time employees, receive $500 one-time adjustment, and all time get $250. And I learned a new accounting term. We tried. Actually, they received about $680, so it would net to $5, because that's one of the worst things when you say, "Hey, you're going to get $500," and you see a check that's $320.
That's everybody's first paycheck, right? Yeah. I mean, everybody's a Democrat till they get their first paycheck, and then everybody has just a little bit of hesitation. They go, "Oh, I didn't realize that much was being taken out." So that's just what things I think that companies that are smart, businesses that are smart, you know, it's not going to solve the world's problems, but it's a way of going, look, we realize things are more expensive out there. We're going to do something to make your life just a little bit easier. And I think that's appreciated.
Yeah. And I think, you know, part of that too, employees, they're challenged, and sometimes they need someone to point the finger at. And so it can be their employer. So if we say, hey, we understand, we care, we want to help a little bit, here's a $500 where you didn't see it before, and you know, do what you need to with that, because we're trying to help.
Yeah, I think that message is received in a positive way. All right, so what does Richland look like right now? I mean, I know you got summer going on, you're looking at fall registration. Is there a slow time of year, or is there time where you can catch your breath just a little bit? Maybe that's right after graduation?
Yeah, it's about 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay. 2 weeks ago. There are definite cycles right now. It was interesting. I got a call earlier this week from Busey Bank, just making sure, because it's their policy that we were going to post a $11 million plus deposit. And like, oh, yeah, let me double check that, because those things are big. But that's part of our renovation. So we're doing a lot of work on our core. You know, there are several areas of the campus that we've already renovated, and we'll continue in a couple years. You will not recognize the center core and the West Wing of Richland. It'll be fantastic. A $12 million bonding investment that we've done. We still are working on the Ag building, and another big project that can't talk about yet, but we think that will be in excess of $50 million. So there is a ton of planning going on. We will have people displaced temporarily, but it's because we're allowing them to have a better space to work in, for students to learn in, create more opportunities for training and so forth. So there are definitely cycles, but it's often just a different kind of busy.
Yeah. Well, how much has changed, with COVID that will remain, we're not going back to some things, right? What have you guys learned in that department? Yes. I mean, I know you want to welcome kids back to the campus and have life as normal as possible, but what did COVID change forever?
Right. Well, the thing that's probably most impactful for us, and I've probably talked about this before and we'll continue to talk about it, it is one of our main agenda items for our board retreat in July, is, we're really looking at these what if scenarios. And right now, half of our students are online, and 80% are part-time, and we need to be able to understand how to better serve students, even if they're not on campus, because the whole welcome back to campus has a new flavor, because students are coming back, but they're not necessarily coming back
person. But if you have a student pool that's online, it seems to me there's an incredible growth factor that's available there for the community college, meaning whatever threshold, right, whatever barriers kept people from participating because they didn't want that campus or were intimidated by a campus experience or whatever it might be, that there's incredible growth opportunity.
Yeah, you know that, as you say that, Brian, the irony, and maybe not irony, but the irony for me is that the reason why community colleges started in the first place was access, right? They, students who were place bound couldn't go to a university 100 miles away, 200 miles away. And so building local community colleges, and now we're talking about a whole new level of access.
Yep.
Because you don't even have to drive 5 miles to get to Richland.
No, what's Richland look like in the metaverse?
Yeah,
right. No doubt about it.
So it's scary for us, but that is what we're looking at right now. I mean, how do we make sure that that education still has the same rigor, that we can with confidence say, yeah, when you graduate here, you'll continue to outperform students where you transfer to, because that's what community colleges do. So a lot of big challenges, but man, it's very exciting for us.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, you guys are doing an amazing job, and kudos on a great year, and graduation was fantastic. It was so fun to see those students in person there. It just felt reflective of our entire community.
Yeah. Just one last comment, because you mentioned that, and we see that oftentimes, but it really struck me, maybe because we haven't had it in person, but how, supportive and congratulatory those graduates were of each other. Every time someone came through, it sounded like the house was going to fall down.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it was their fellow grads saying, good job, attaboy, great, you know, we love you. And it's like, man, that's fantastic to be able to support each other, celebrate, and recognize those accomplishments.
All right, Chris Poe that took a picture with every student on the stage. Now, I want to know what your success rate was, like eyes open, not a goofy face. I mean, because there were like, you know, 200-plus photos you had to take that night. And they only take one, Nick. You get one shot at it every time.
I haven't really looked. I saw other photos, and it's like, I'm looking left, looking right. You know, timing is difficult. But as much as anything is getting the grad to look, because
I know everybody's distracted, right? Yeah. You're up there, and then everybody's going to focus in for that quick half second. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And once again, thank you for the invitation. It meant a lot to me, and I was happy to be there.
You certainly added to that, your wisdom, the way you were able to articulate those points right on, and I think everyone appreciated them. So thank you.
Dr. Valdez, have a great summer. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.